Harper Audio presents I Am Number 4, The Lost Files, Rebel Allies, by Pittacus Lore. Performed by Jonathan McLean and Cherise Booth.
The Fugitive. Chapter 1. You're an idiot, Mark James. This is the thought that screams through my head every 100 miles or so on the road when I have a moment of self-doubt. Or maybe it's a moment of clarity. I don't really know which. But when I face the facts that I've stolen an FBI agent's laptop, pissed off some evil aliens, and am now driving across the country in order to try to find my missing ex-girlfriend Sarah, who happens to be dating a good alien, I can't help but think it's true. I'm an idiot. Or I'm crazy. Or both. Whatever I am, it's too late to go back to being who I was before aliens blew up my school and took over my town. Not too long ago, I was hot shit at Paradise High, with a bright future ahead of me. Now I'm the dude who's wanted by government agencies and bad ETs from the planet Sharkface. I down an energy drink and crush the can in my fist, tossing it to the passenger seat floorboard where it finds a home with a bunch of its empty brothers. I've been on the road for about 19 hours, and I didn't exactly start on a full night's sleep. The only thing keeping me going is a mixture of adrenaline, worrying about Sarah, and what are probably enough energy drinks to kill an elephant. One glance in the rearview mirror tells me I'm way overdue for sleep, my eyes all bloodshot and dark-looking. But I don't have time to take things easy. Sarah's in Dulce, or at least that's what the email I read on the stolen FBI laptop said. Before I tried to access a file called Moog Pro and the whole computer shut down. Now the computer won't even turn on. It's just sitting on my back floorboard wrapped in my letter jacket. I try not to think about what the FBI or the Moogs might be doing to Sarah. I can hardly even wrap my head around the fact that the FBI, or at least the agents in Paradise, are working with the aliens. Instead, I focus on the fact that I'm on my way to bust her out, somehow. After a few more hours of empty roads, on my 1,500-mile-in-one-day journey from Ohio to New Mexico, I'll be there to try to save her. Me. Alone. Against a bunch of pale-ass aliens and probably the FBI, NSA, and the Illuminati or whatever. My phone dings, a burner. One I bought at a truck stop an hour outside of Paradise. The sound reminds me that I'm not technically alone on my mission to save Sarah. There's someone helping me. He's the only person who has this number. I look at the text. Guard. Getting close to the NM border. I glance up to see a sign on the side of the road telling me that Colorado State Highway 17 will turn into New Mexico State Highway 17 in 10 miles. Guard has been weirdly good at guessing where I'm at since I've been on the road. I text him back saying I'm about 10 minutes out. Almost as soon as the message goes through, I get another ding. Guard. Gas station on the NM side of the border. On the right. Pull off there. I've got some stuff for you. My brain basically explodes when I read this. I'm actually going to be face to face with Guard. Head conspiracy theorist at the Walk Among Us website. Hacker extraordinaire and kind of my only friend now that Sarah's gone. Even though I've never met him. Even though I've never even talked to him on the phone. Because he's as obsessed with his own privacy as he is with the Mogadorians and Lorik. Okay. So maybe we aren't friends exactly. I guess we're more like partners in all this alien shit. He's the computer brains, and I'm the good-looking brawn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?